Amen. Amen. Listen, the promise of God shall be fulfilled. Nothing has the power to stop God's will from going forward, okay? Nothing can cancel his promises to those who believe. The Bible tells us, whosoever believeth shall not perish. I don't care what's in your face, what's on your back, in your house, on your job, whoever and whatever, nothing can separate you and nothing can separate me from the love of God. That's a guaranteed promise, a divine promise. Like we said last week, God is good and he does good unto his people. And let us never forget that our God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above and beyond all that we could ever think or imagine. And our God is faithful to do it. Amen. And we need to hold on to that. We need to stick with that. We've said yes to heaven. Now let's say yes to his keeping power here on earth. If you trust him for heaven, you better trust him that he can keep you in the midst of everything that we are going through right now. Let us never forget, my beloveds, that Christ died that we might have life and have the abundant life right here on earth. It doesn't start when we get to heaven. Right now, we have eternal life. So I tell you, there should yet be a high praise in our mouths, regardless of what we can see with our eyes or what we're going through. I know none of us, not me, not you, I don't think any of us could have predicted in 2020 where we would be right now. But let's go back another 21 years. We haven't mentioned it, but today marks the 21st anniversary of the 9/11 attacks and all of those lives that were lost. Now, many of us never expected an attack on U.S. soil. And wow, on top of that, I don't think any of us thought that we would still be experiencing such safety issues. None of us feel safe. The violence and everything that's surrounding us, it's like we're under attack right here on our home soil in each of our respective cities. You know, no, it may not be a missile, but violence by guns, violence by hand-to-hand combat, everything that's going on. You know, we thought we'd be safe by now. Not so. And it has not become part of our normal lives. Yes, in the natural, I can agree that there is just cause for many of us to be depressed, distressed, and yes, even frustrated to the point of questioning our faith and our ability to press on. Y'all know I'm talking right here this morning. Who hasn't said, really, God, again? You know, we've been frustrated with COVID. We're still in the pandemic. Monkeypox is here. It's going down some, but now we got a potential new thing, polio, which was an old thing that we thought was gone, never to be seen again. And here it is back in our faces. If you haven't said it, I'm sure that the thought has crossed your mind and you said, what are we going to do? What's coming next? What's the next bad thing? But I come today, I say the devil is a liar and he is a defeated thug. Yes, he's throwing obstacles. He's throwing all kind of crazy things our way, trying to get us to give up on God. He's sending a spirit of frustration, depression, discouragement. He's trying to overshadow our lives with all of these horrible things. But I want to tell you, beware of the stronghold of frustration, the stronghold of depression and despair. You better see it right. It's warfare, y'all. I keep saying it, put your war clothes on because we are in a battle, and it's not something that we can fight in the natural. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not of the flesh, but they are mighty in God. And our most powerful weapons, amen, is the word of God and our praise. I remember you've heard many of us. I remember a little while back, Reverend Turner said, let worship be your weapon. Amen. And I want us to stay there. Today, we're going to look at Psalm 149. And 6, and it says, praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name with the dance. Amen. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and the harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Here's the key verse, verse 6. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Let us pray. Father, we humble ourselves before you this morning, this afternoon, and we just come saying how wonderful, how marvelous you are. You are our God, and no matter what's going on in our lives, we give you the praise, the glory, the honor. You alone are worthy of our praise. God, in spite of what we're going through, we yet look unto you, God, because you are the one who has us in the palm of your hands. You are the one who caresses our hearts, dries our tears, catches them in a bottle. You are the one who gives us strength to make it through everything that comes our way. So now, God, I pray that you touch every person underneath the sound of my voice. Let your spirit move freely through our homes, on these lines, God. Father, touch us like never before, that we might be encouraged to press on for just a little while longer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Let us all say amen. Let the high praise of God, we're going to make it personal, be in our mouth. James challenged us. I'm talking about the author James, the book of James in the New Testament. He challenged us to count it all joy, no matter what challenges come our way. Whatever's causing you to be off-centered, to be distracted, to be away from God, he said, count it all joy. And even if your circumstances have not immobilized you, I guarantee you, if there's no joy in the Lord, if you can't see any reason to celebrate, then there's some element of discouragement or anxiety lurking and pulling at your heels, setting up shop in your spirit and your soul. At the outset of this pandemic, yes, I had to encourage myself as well as those who would listen to me to let there be no pause in our praise. You might remember New York City went on pause. We went into lockdown and we had to constantly remind ourselves that our God did not and would never go on pause and stop being God. Amen. Not even for a moment. That's a hallelujah right there. We, each and every one of us that can hear my voice, are all living testimonies that he is yet sovereign and that he shall continue to reign forever and ever without interruption. He alone is God. Our God is not the author of confusion, nor the author of chaos. And although the enemy of our soul may think he's got us by throwing everything he has, even sickness, even death, even causing confusion, we must remember that God is not the cause of what we're seeing. God is not the author of the ugly situations, of the sickness, the death. No, that's not God. Yes, our God has allowed it. There's some things, there's some tragic things that are happening to us, but he is not the creator of the trouble that is in our way. But you need to get this, and this is what I want to talk to you about today. Our God has equipped each and every one of us that call on the name of Jesus. He has equipped us to stand and stand strong and to fight in the spirit, confident that our future, yes, shall be better than our present. Do you believe that? I hope that you do, because our hope in Christ is secure. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. That's why we can count it all joy and let the high praises of God be in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hand. When we intentionally bless the Lord and give him praise, give him the glory that is due only him, it reminds us that he has given us the power to stand strong in our faith and to overcome frustration, despair, anxiety, panic attacks. Oh, y'all, all of us have been there. But Galatians 6 and 9, it reminds us that we will reap if we faint not. Faint not, y'all, and stand strong against the temptation to give in, to give up. Don't allow these things to distract you from moving forward in faith. Trust the Lord our God. What he has spoken, it will come to pass. That's why praise is so important. You heard Hezekiah, every praise is to our God. When we praise, we are reminded of God's word, that our reward is certain. That is a sure thing. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This praise is so important because when we speak it, and I'm telling you, praise is not quiet. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We've got to speak it out of our mouth, because when we speak praise unto the Lord, we're not focusing on what the enemy is trying to cloud our mind with. When we praise, we are reminded that God has promised us victory and not failure. God has promised us eternity with him, not hell with Satan. Hallelujah. We need to get that. That's a guarantee. No matter what it looks like down here, we have been born again. Victory is ours in Christ Jesus. To God be all the glory. So what am I saying to you? I'm saying, saints, in the midst of it all, let there be no pause in your praise. Let praise be what you do. That's the song. The word says, let the high praises of God be in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hand. That means praise causes us to focus on God, the goodness of God. Excuse me, the greatness of our God, the grace of God, which is more than enough to keep us. What does it say? I lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Don't look at what's going on around you in the natural. Remember, the Lord is our light and he is our salvation. Father, I praise you for shining your light in my darkness. Yes, it's dark right now. It may feel like you're in a pit, but look for the light. If we look for God, we will find him. In the midst of all the ugly, we will always see God somewhere doing something that only God can do. Look for the light, say, search for the light, walk towards the light. Don't turn and go to the darkness. Stay focused on who God is. Stay focused on what he has promised. Allow the word of God to remind you that he is greater than anything the enemy may send our way. The enemy knows he's no match for our God. We have to speak the praise of our Lord. Amen. What does the word say? Amen. The word says, I'm sorry. I need some of y'all, please be still or turn your videos off. Thank you. Because all I'm seeing is movement. Please hear me. The word says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. God, I praise you for being my protection. I praise you for being my strength in the midst of this hard time. What will we do, saints? Yes, I know it's hard, but we're going to bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouths. It's important for you to speak this word of God. Why? Why do I say it's important? Because our praise confounds the enemy. It messes him up, saints. Y'all better get that. When you giving God praise, the devil's going to move. Remember, and when Jesus was in the garden, right, as Satan kept coming at him and God kept hitting him with the word, it is written, right? That's what the word said. Finally, the devil left because he saw that he was no match and he could not battle the word of God. That's why we got to speak our praise. That's why we've got to speak the word, because when we speak the word, we're speaking the power of God. That's why it says, let the high praise of God be in your mouth. Now's not the time to be a quiet Christian. Don't play with this thing. Don't act like you're ashamed or unsure of who our Heavenly Father is or what he can do. His power is unmatchable. Who, you saw it, said, who will you liken me to? There's nobody like our God. Nobody has power like our God. Nobody else can stretch forth their hand and have something happen. Nobody else can part the Red Sea and allow someone to walk over on dry land and then swallow up the enemy behind them. Listen, you're going to have to look at some of your enemies and hear the voice of the Lord say, look at them now, because you're not going to see them no more. Amen? What does praise do? Praise breaks the enemy's hold in our lives. If we wallow in the why me and what happened, we'll never see our way through. We'll never experience the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. But praise in the hard time, in the hard place, even in your tears, you can yet give God praise. God, I don't understand, but I praise you. God, I don't know what to do, but I put it all in your hands. Amen. Always remember Paul and Silas when they were in the prison. They didn't complain. They didn't fuss. They didn't woe is me. No, the Bible says at midnight they was praising God and the prison doors were open. They praised. They didn't know how God was going to do it. They just knew that they were trusting in God and that he would do it. Where do we stand here in our praise, saints? We got to be faithful. We've got to trust that God's got us no matter what it looks like. When the praises go up, that's not just a little cliche. It's true. Praise. There is power in your praise. Let me say that again. Especially when you're hurt. There's power in your praise. The enemy thinks he's got you. Why is she still praising God? Oh, your heart is broken. They can't figure out what's going on. Why is she still being nice to me? Why? Because my confidence is in God. That's a sacrifice of praise. When your heart is broken, when your head is going like this, when you can't see how you're going to pay the next bill, and yet you give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. That sacrifice of praise in the midst of your storm, in the midst of your tragedy, in the midst of your suddenly. Because remember what we said, for every suddenly, there is a surely. As surely as God has got you, surely God is going to comfort you. Surely God is going to keep you. Surely God is going to provide and make a way. As you praise him, you will begin to remember who God is and what he has done for you. You'll remember the miracles. You'll remember as you look back and see how he has brought you through times when you thought you couldn't make it. But God, everybody's got a but God moment. And if you can't think of it, I tell you, sit and think long enough, you'll get to it. Because there's a but God for everybody. There's a surely goodness and mercy shall follow me for everybody. That's just who the Father is. That's his goodness. That's his character. That's what he does. Amen? And when we begin to see what God is doing in us and around us, it will motivate us to build ourselves up in God's word. It's powerful. And when you speak God's word, it becomes powerful unto you from the inside out. It energizes you and enables you to hold to God's unchanging hand. It energizes you and lets you get rid of those thoughts of suicide. Get rid of those thoughts of going back to that person that was abusing you. Get rid of those thoughts where you might think that you can go and do something that will not be pleasing to God. Hold on to that word. Praise him with all that you have. Remember Psalm 103 says that everything that I am, bless the Lord. Don't speak it the way you think it or way it seems logical to you. Speak as to what you know. Speak what the word says. Don't you understand that because God's word, he told us when he speaks it, right? It does not return unto him void. Y'all better get that, because when we say what God says, when we pray God's word back to him, oh, come on, now you know what's happening? Wow, because now we have tapped in to the power of God. We're just a vessel, because what we're speaking is the word of God itself. We've got to let praise be what we do in and through our dark moments. Do you know that praise can lift you up out of oppression? Praise can lift you up out of depression. Praise can lift you up out of hopelessness. Praise can open up your eyes. You can say, Lord, I praise you. Open up my spiritual eyes and let me see in the spiritual realm. Take me up out of this earthly realm, God, and show me, just like you did before, and show me that there's more with me than knows that I can see with my natural eye. Lord, I praise you, even in this. Amen. Amen. Praise reminds us that God is real. real deep down in my soul. You can't praise God and not feel something. I'm sorry. Even when you're hurting, your foot might tap. Something starts to bubble up in your belly. You begin to sing. Whatever it is, I'm telling you, there's a response on your inner man when you begin to praise the God of your salvation. That's just the way the Father is. Amen. Our victory, I see Pastor Smith. Yes, she preached this for us one time. Our victory, she talked about the faith, but I'm saying our victory is connected to our praise. And you can't praise God without having faith in God. Amen. So here's the question. Because victory belongs to us, have you opened your mouth lately and told Satan to get behind you? He wants the praise that you give to God. He wants the praise that we have reserved only for God. Amen. We've got to come all the time. Be like Jehoshaphat. Remember, Jehoshaphat didn't know what to do, but they praised, all right? They praised, and God told them, the battle is not yours, it's mine. That's what we have to remember. Let Judah go up first. Saints, don't go looking at everybody around. What should I do? How should I do this? Let Judah go up in your spirit. Let the praise bubble up from deep down in your belly and come up out of your mouth. Cleanse your thoughts. Remember who God is. Give him the praise and watch him give you a solution. Remember, we're battling against darkness. God's got this. God's got this. We've got the victory. The battle is already won. Believe the word of the Lord. Let your praise confound and confuse your enemies. Give it to Jesus and let him work it out. When you do that, my God, listen, that means as you praise, you letting go of the hurt. As you praise, you letting go of the offense. God can work that thing out better than you could ever think or imagine. You keep on being nice. You keep on smiling in the face of your enemies. You keep on doing the right thing, and the people going to scratch their head. Lord, enemies going to be mad because you're confounding them. You're confusing them. Some people is talking bad about you, putting knives in your back. Oh, they're praying for your demise, and they can't figure out why you're not returning evil for evil. Oh, my goodness. They wishing evil, and you still treating them good. What will we say? Oh, yeah. That's because my God is in control, and he can handle this whole thing better than I ever could. So I'm going to praise my way through. I'm going to praise right over you. I'm going to praise in whatever you do and every trap that you have set. It doesn't matter, because I'm going to honor God with my praise. Oh, Lord, how excellent is your name. His praise is not conditioned upon my circumstances. His praise belongs to him. Let your praise keep you focused on our God and not on your circumstances. What did they say? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Byron Cage says, when I'm up and when I'm down, what we're going to do? We will bless the Lord. I know I just disappeared for a moment there. Amen. So we are going to let our praise clear the way, the pathway to victory. What? I'll tell you like this. Count it all joy. Praise your way through. Don't let anything hold on to you. Listen, break the chains. Praise your way through. You don't need a hammer. You don't need a chisel. All you need is a genuine praise coming deep down out of your spirit. Let it be for real. Praise your way over the circumstance. Praise your way over the hurt. Praise your way over the loss. Your praise will block every plot, plan, and scheme of the enemy. Amen. Amen. All I want to say, the final thing to you is this. Rejoice in the promise and stand firm on the word of God that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It doesn't mean it's not going to prosper. You see some things that are ugly, but we're going to praise God that the enemy can't stop what God has already determined for your life. As you walk in his will, in his word, and in his way, that means that's a praise right there. You may see the weapon. You may see it form, but God said it's not going to prosper. And it's his word, and his word doesn't return to him void. And that means we can offer up a praise. We can say every praise is to our God. Amen. Because we ain't giving the devil no space. I don't know about you, but y'all got to get ready. No space for the enemy. That Psalm 149, you need to go and read that Psalm, saints, because it says, sing a new song unto the Lord. Yes, that's why I say offer up a yet praise. Let the praises of God go up. Let the high praises of God be in our mouths and a two-edged sword in our hand. Every praise is to our God. Let there be no pause in your praise. Hallelujah. It is the highest praise in your house. You need to offer up a praise unto the Lord. Let the high praises of God come on, saints, on today. Let the high praises of God be in your mouth and a two-edged sword in your hands. To God be all the glory. There's power in your praise. Amen.